Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name's Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts tonight. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Rob Zarek. He's the other guy who hosts this show. Just one second. Bring him in. Hello.
I'm ready to join in the fun.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's what the intro says. Could be misleading, but yeah. I don't know. I always feel like
that's
going to
be up to you.
I don't know. It feels like I always have to bring the fun. And then every week I'm always like, why do I decide to have this show at 10:30? It should be 10:30 a.m. We might need to make a switch.
Nah, that doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work for anybody, but still, I would bring more fun at 10:30 a.m. I think that's 10:30 p.m.
I don't. I'm still recovering from my hectic, chaotic morning at that point. Right now, I'm just recovering from my hectic, chaotic, ridiculous day.
I can record my part at 10:30 a.m. You can do your part at 10:30 p.m.
Wow, that's awesome.
We can mix it together.
No.
Right.
I pass.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, no. That'd be difficult.
It would be. It would just be like, randomly be like, yes, all right.
But then maybe we wouldn't talk over each other like just now.
No.
All right.
I see. That's a good point.
Wow. Riveting.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No,
anyway.
It's an option. We'll explore that option.
No.
Off air.
We're not. Yeah, we'll discuss that off air. I'll give you my real point of view.
Okay.
Got a lot of obscenities and no's.
That is a good point.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. I'm full of them.
Yes, but are we saying obscenities or good points?
Both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe good points with obscenities.
Yes. That's what I'm known for.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So we have a radio show tonight.
You don't say.
No.
Yeah.
And it's live, and it's paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're spotlighting some of our guests from our upcoming The Supercon 6 at Post Town Elementary, November 2nd and 3rd. Visit www.thesupercon.com for more information.
Yes.
Join in the fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a tagline for that, but it seemed fitting.
Right.
Because that actually is fun. We should say join in
that
the
fun.
But that is fun. That's not dumb or boring or anything of that nature. It's fun.
Yes, it is.
So it is relevant, but we have a couple of our guest people for SuperCon calling in tonight, and we're going to talk to them and obviously probably shamelessly plug the SuperCon. I know I will.
Right.
You probably won't. And,
right.
You know, it kind of gives people more of an idea of some of the guests who will be on hand and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and we have some investigations going on. We investigated was that last Saturday? I can't even remember. I think it was.
I don't know where. Look, I got a ticket in the mail, and I had no idea where I went. I had to ask you because I was like, "Where was I going?" We did
a live stream last weekend too, from the Steve Hummel's place museum.
Yeah, the archive of the Afterlife Paranormal Museum. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's impressive that you could just run off that name, because to me it's like long. Maybe it's just because it's 10:30. Just because it's 10:30.
It is long, but you know, it was really awesome. I got some really good pictures in there. I haven't posted them yet. I only posted one of that clown that I took picture of.
You posted a picture of me, and you're calling me a clown. That's really nice.
Right. Yeah. Sure did.
Wow.
Right.
It's hurtful.
Yeah, I know.
Posted a picture of the clown and a picture of me. Wow.
Yeah.
I just don't even know you anymore. But
that was
a pretty good investigation. It was pretty interesting. He has a lot of stuff in that museum.
Yeah, he does. He does.
A lot of cool stuff.
He does. I really like it too. I like the dolls and that one, the Jesus picture. I took a picture of it and it just blows my mind. The eyes open and close thing. I really couldn't capture that with taking a photo of it. Seeing it in person was definitely really cool.
And we did a lot of activity when it came to doing the red energy field meter, which you can buy at paranormalstore.com. With the at the end when we did it with the was it
a cap?
Where was that? A cap? Yeah, the cap from it's from Moundsville, right?
Yes, they used it in the I believe at least nine electrocutions. It's the electrocution cap from the West Virginia State Penitentiary, also known as Moundsville.
When we did the names, you know, if you didn't watch, first of all, we don't appreciate you not watching. So shame on them. They should have watched. But as we were calling out the people, the executed, the REM pods were going off or not going off, which I thought was really interesting.
Yes, definitely.
I can't remember the names because it's past 10:30. But
I took pictures of all of them. Gardner.
You took pictures of their pictures. Gardner, yeah.
Yes, I took pictures of the pictures. Gardner is the one who we first had to hit on. But then we had the most, I think, interaction with Tom.
I can't believe you remember all this. I can't remember anything.
I do. It was the fourth and the fifth. I know. It's a flip reversal. Yeah, because you're like Mr. Photographic
Camera,
and I'm like, what? I just sent you a message, by the way.
This was the second time this happened recently.
Some studio.
That we've had Nikki flipped.
Yeah, where I took your role, man. Sorry.
I see we have. We're confused. I would do the... Send your message.
Huh?
I sent the message to your message.
Got it.
That's how we are in live printable studios. Is we can't talk to each other. We have to secret messaging. Secret messaging.
Yeah. Secret messaging.
So I think,
I think we
have Sean Gilmore, our first guest.
I think.
And let's bring him on.
I think it's him. Let's see.
I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Sean.
It is me. Yes.
Hello.
We had conflicting reports because we had multiple people from the same area call in. And we're like, wait, we probably should have got his number in full. Ahead of time, I was like, yeah, it just starts with this because I know where you're from and I know, you know, it's probably either that or one that's similar to mine. And there was like three or four callers or something with the same prefix. So it was
and I was like, oh, crapola, what do I do? I'm like, because I mean, I could go screen the call, but you know, then I'd leave Rob hanging.
Right.
God only where the show would go, so I couldn't do that.
That could make for a interesting conversation, though. If someone were to call in and you're expecting me or someone else.
I wonder how long they'd
actually be able to punk us on that. As I mentioned earlier, at 10:30 at night, you could probably go pretty far. Because I'd be like, what?
Yeah, Rob's not exactly sharp at this hour.
No, this is my, been working all day. And every time, I don't know if you heard when we first started, I was like, you know, we should switch the show to 10:30 a.m. You know, I think that every time when I'm dialing in, getting ready to do the show, I'm like, man, this is the dumbest idea to do it at 10:30. But, you know, you got to get going. You got to kind of get the magic going. It usually takes about the entire show to do that. So by 11, by like 11:29, I'm like, all right, I'm ready. You know, so.
Right.
I don't know.
There's no answer.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is around the time of night where I'm like, I should be going to bed right now, but for some stupid reason, I'm getting a second wind, and there's no way I'm going to bed right now.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah. Mine happens at the end of the show. Religiously. Like, I'll call her and be like, look, after the show, I'm going to go right to bed. You know, let's not talk and let's not go over anything. I'm just going to go right to bed. And then I'll end up talking to like 1:30 in the morning because I have like all this energy. But I had no energy to
And then
the
I
radio,
hit my
so.
Third wind. And he's like, at that point, he's not making any sense, and I'm getting irritated because he's like, you know, like a small child at that point. So it's really bad.
A smaller child.
Right. But anyway.
We appreciate you calling in. It seems like we've communicated more in the past like 2 weeks, and I think we've communicated in the past 6 years. So I think I've maybe sent you like 4 messages in the past 5.5 years. And, you know, in the past, like, 2 weeks, like, maybe 30 messages. You know, and we appreciate you coming out to the SuperCon, and, you know, it legitimately is fun. You know, I will tell people the truth. If it was dumb, I would be like, it's so-so. You know, it's dumb. But it's legitimately a fun event. You know, everyone has a good time. People... you know, enjoy themselves. We've never had anyone say, hey, I didn't enjoy myself. And seeing that it's SuperCon 6, I've got a pretty good grasp on the fact that, you know, it is a good time. And it's not like, you know, there's many events out there. And, you know, we're not like one of those party events, you know, which people like those, and that's fine. But, you know, we want, if you could actually bring like a notebook and paper and you could actually learn if you wanted to learn at, you know, our events and kind of use it. It's more of like a gathering, I think. And, you know, just with all different genres, and it'll be great to get your feedback, you know, but only if it's positive. If it's bad, just hold that to yourself after the event. So, you know, it's, I think you'll enjoy yourself, and we're glad you decided to get involved with your new team. So I guess the segue there is kind of, you know, Let everyone know just about yourself, and also you just are launching a new paranormal investigation team, and you know, kind of tell people about that too.
Okay, I don't know really where to start, but okay. So first of all, I'm excited to go to this event. I'm excited to see some friends I don't get to see very often, and I'm excited to actually meet some people that have only been Facebook friends, get to meet them in person. This new team, man, I'm excited for it. ExoVision Paranormal, sadly, is no more. We're all still really good friends. Eric McGill is one of my best friends, and he will be for a long time. Team just didn't work out. It was time to go separate ways. And so Amber Wellman, she was another member of ExoVision, and I decided that we wanted to make another team. And so we started this team, and we are going to specialize, or I'm sorry, let me reword that. We do specialize in doing home investigations. So we really want to help people. this team that we put together is entirely with that in mind. All of us are very spiritual, but kind of in different ways. One guy, Steve Cross, he's coming from his team that he founded, St. Michael Paranormal. He has a very strong Catholic background. His team actually had a priest on it. And so he's going to be able to bring a really neat perspective to the paranormal, to our paranormal team, helping people in their homes. And I'm an empath. Amber's sensitive. Chris, who is also on Ectovision Paranormal, he is very spiritual. His backgrounds are so wide. He has so much knowledge and literally everything. I actually had a case that involved a voodoo doll. And it was just over this past spring and summer. And he was able to help us get this doll taken care of and help the client in ways that I could never have thought of. And so I was like, you know what? I need this guy. He's going to bring on a lot of great things. And plus, he's really big in the IT and everything. I'm not very into like the newest technologies. So he's going to be able to bring a lot to the table for that. I am also introducing two women, Robin and Justine. They're sisters. And we're now calling them the Parasisters or Paranormal Sisters. And they're going to help us with our historical research. And they're very spiritual as well, and they're sensitive in their own ways. One's an empath, and another one, I guess we didn't really discuss too much detail of it. When I discussed with them was more the historical research and everything, but I guess she has visions. And I've investigated with them before, and we had some very powerful experiences. And so with this team, we're going to be able to help people. And the way that we're going to share our findings is hopefully going to be in a way where we can even help more people and letting them know that it's more than just, you know, what a lot of TV shows. It's not about just the demons. It's not as scary. It may not be as scary as they think it is. And just kind of do that. And we're going to do it through literature. So I don't want to give too much information away, but we have some really big plans, and we actually have our first case that's going to be starting soon. So we're jumping in, and we're already busy. Now, with your guys' event, and we just did an event at the Kent stage where we helped them do a public ghost hunt. So that was fun. And so, yeah, we're hitting the ground running, and hopefully we can just keep on keeping this momentum going.
Now, are you focusing on a certain area? Well, like logistics wise, how will you travel like anywhere in, you know, how far away from where your home base is, you know, because you're pulling people from obviously different areas into one team, but probably all generally close because you guys would investigate together. But like, where are you going to try to focus on, like just Ohio or, you know, Ohio, Pennsylvania, or, you know, kind of just around that circle of a couple hours distance, or, you know, if someone needs help, you know, how far are you willing to travel?
Well, we are in northeastern Ohio. We all actually live in Summit County, and the way it just worked out that way, that totally was not planned, but I'm glad it did. So we don't live too far from each other. but really, it's going to depend on the case. Of course, we'll do anything in northeastern Ohio, no problem. Now, we will be willing to travel further if the case, you know, if they really need our help. If it's something that we feel like we can really help them with, we will be willing to travel. Now, as far as regular traveling, I mean, what I've discussed is pretty much into eastern central Pennsylvania, probably over maybe western Indiana, and probably about like central Ohio. So we'll have like a good 200-mile, I guess, radius that I've been kind of looking at. But if it's a case that we really feel like we can help, we're going to. And we're going to do our very best.
Awesome.
But if it's a case, if we feel like it's a case, like let's say someone calls us with Ectovision. We even got calls from people in like Tennessee or, you know, other random states, New York, all over the place. And if it gets to that point, you know what? I've been doing this for a while. I have a lot of friends and a lot of people in other areas in the paranormal that I would trust to do their very best as well. So I would be able to recommend somebody.
Very cool.
But, yeah, so, I mean, no matter what, even if I recommend a team, I'm still going to want to stay in touch with the team and make sure that, you know, they're following up and the people are getting the help they need. So, so yeah, and then, of course, on top of that, we also want to help the historical locations. Locally, not too far from us is Madison Seminary. I've done quite a bit of work with them, helped them with tours and everything, and I've already mentioned the 10th stage. Preserving history is important, and it's a big part of what I think in the paranormal community. I think it's important to be part of that role. So we will definitely do that. And I feel like going to these large, like, I guess, famous locations, you can learn a lot as an investigator through these experiences, and then you take those experiences, and that's what's going to be able to help our clients even better. If that makes any sense at all.
No, it totally does. It's funny because, you know, there's people out there who say, oh, you know, like you say, oh, I'm only going to do residential. And then, you know, then those people will say, well, yeah, I'm not going to go to those big places because, you know, it's dumb, or there's too many, or if it's a group event, there's too many people, or this or that. And I think you can learn pretty much from anything. So anytime you can go out and do something, you know, even if it is at a big place, you know, you can say, hey, this worked here. You know, maybe I should try it over at a residential case. I think having that mindset is smart because, you know, there's people who try to say, oh, I do residential, so I'm not going to go to, you know, Ohio State Reformatory Investigator somewhere because, you know, it's not a residence. You know, but I think you've got a good mindset because you never know where you're going to pick something up from or who you're going to pick something up from. Or, you know, it's the unknown. And, you know,
right.
I think that's a great idea to, you know, keep even though you're going to specialize in one thing, to keep it versatile and, you know, do some of the big events or do some of the big places and stuff because you just, you never know.
Right. And the thing is, with the paranormal, actually with anything in life, you can't stop learning and you have to keep an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
Once you close your mind, once you have the state of mind, oh, I already know everything, you're done. You've already lost. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I go by day by day, even with my day job. I mean, I have to keep on learning If at my day job, I felt like, oh, I know everything. I don't need to do anything. I won't be getting this promotion I just got at work, right? So, I mean, you can't limit yourself. And that's why we also want to work with other teams. And, I mean, this whole, you know, wanting to help people and pair unity, it all sounds very cliche. But the thing is, that's what we're going to be based on. I honestly believe paranormal investigators need to work with each other. If we could work with each other, stop judging each other and stop acting like, oh, I'm better than you. I'm smarter than you. My way is the only way. Your way is the wrong way. There's none of that. Mm-hmm. There's no direct science. There's no set way. And if we could compare notes from different investigations and different places, we can learn a lot from each other. So,
exactly.
So I don't know. I hope to try, kind of maybe spread that a little bit, you know, spread the love, because, I mean, there's so much negativity out there. I mean, you just see it just going on Facebook. It's ridiculous. There's no reason for people to feel like they're being put down or judged in what we do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I agree.
It is goofy. Even like our event, you know, there's been people who host podcasts or do radio shows. They're like, hey, can we get a table? And, you know, and we're live paranormal. That's our thing. You know, we do podcasts and radio and different broadcasting. But, you know, if someone wants to come out and enjoy the event and do their podcast or radio show from our event, you know, it's cool. You know, it's not like, you know, I think it's great. You know, it's like, I think even with the radio aspect and the podcast and all that, it's people take it too seriously. You know, there's right now, there's probably 25 other paranormal based radio shows going on at this second. You know, and what are you going to do? You're going to say, oh, all the other 24 are stupid. You know, I mean, maybe you could think that, but you just don't say it. You know, but on top of it, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, there's no point to, you know, it should be fun. It should be rewarding, but not like, you know, cutthroat. I think that's what makes it makes it kind of goofy, because there is no, what are you competing for? You know, the self glorification, you know, of
that's all it is.
Nothing.
Yeah.
right.
That's
all
what
it
I
is.
Care.
And,
yeah.
Right. And if people want a TV show, if that's why they're in it, I mean, they're in it for the wrong reasons. But you know what? You're no more likely to get a TV show than anyone else. So get off your high horse and just freaking work with each other. Your secrets, I mean, come on. That's just being childish. We're not in high school. We're grown adults.
Thank you.
It's ridiculous to me the way some people are. But you know what? If it makes them feel special, then so be it. But don't make people feel bad doing it.
Well, I think at the end of the day, you're going into a building. A lot of times the lights are off. You're sitting in the dark. You're talking to the walls. You're saying, hey, is there anybody here? You know, and how much better can you be than me at saying, hey, is there anybody here? Or be better than you? You know, it's like, that's not like, you know, it when it comes to the bare bones of what we're doing, you know, is there anybody here? You know, like, I'm really sure that sentence, you know, who really can say it better than, you know, or who's going to get a response? You know, it might be their personality and what they're bringing to the building. You know, they might get a better response. You know, so I think that would be the only thing that I notice is, like, the personality and the energy that you bring does it makes the responses differ. You know, you might not get anything. Someone who's negative or someone who's a know-it-all or someone who, you know, is not energetic and, you know, if it's the building, it calls for that. You know, so I think, like, your energy, too, is about the only thing different that you can do compared to, you know, saying, what's your name?
Right.
Right.
Right. And I think intention is huge, too. You go in with the wrong intention, then, and I mean, if you go in there looking for negativity, then you're going to. It's just like when you go to the bar. If you're going to the bar with the idea, well, I'm going to have some drinks, I'm going to get into a fight, guess what's going to happen? You're going to go to the bar, you're going to have some drinks, you're going to get into a fight.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, if you go in looking for trouble with the paranormal, there's a lot unknown. And I don't like to toss the word demons around, but every great once in a while you might run into something very negative. And if you come at that a certain way, you're going to get what you ask for. You may not like it. Actually, you probably won't like it. And you may not happen that night. It might happen the next day or a week from then, you know? So, I don't know. People just need to.
Well, why don't you give us one more plug? Plug your new your new Facebook page and everything before we move on to our next guest. Give us one more plug. What do you want people to go through? How do you want them to contact you if they want to you know, have you come out and check their place out or talk to you about a case?
Oh, definitely. We are Ohio Metaphysics and Paranormal Research. You can find us on YouTube. On YouTube. Oh, my gosh. That was a flashback. You can find us on Facebook. You can just search OMPR, or you can do a search Ohio Metaphysics Paranormal Research. Even if you search for me, Sean Gilmore, you'll find it. I don't know the exact address. I think it's Facebook/OMPR, but I don't remember. But we're pretty easy to find. I've been trying to post this on more pages, and we will have a website up very soon. So we're a brand new team. So all these things take a lot of time and a lot of money, and we're getting this done as fast as we can. And like I said, we're hitting the ground running. So we're eager to get out there and investigate. And if anyone's out there who's worked with us with Ectovision or is familiar with our YouTube channel, come and check us out. We're happy to talk. We're happy to help anyone. So, yeah, I don't know really what else to say. But
we've got the links up on our page, so definitely appreciate you. We appreciate you coming on tonight, and we will see you shortly.
Yes,
most definitely, very soon, right?
Yeah, I think very soon. So
yeah.
I will talk to you probably tomorrow on Facebook, and I will see you soon.
All right, sounds good.
Good.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
So it's always fun to talk to another paranormal investigator, especially one that's coming in the SuperCon.
Definitely.
Even if he wasn't coming to SuperCon, we'd probably still talk to him.
Yeah, I like his point of view.
Yeah.
I agree.
So,
that's always
yes.
a good thing when I like the point of view. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
that could be my pre-tape segment. Yes.
There you go.
So I think let's just roll into our next guest. We'll bring Brian on.
All right. Let me go ahead and bring him in.
Another SuperCon favorite.
Come in live, Brian. Here we go.
There?
Brian,
hello.
How's it going?
Hey. Can
Welcome
you hear me?
To Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on www.liveparanormal.com, home of the SuperCon. So we appreciate you calling in tonight. It's been
not
it's
a problem.
Been it's been a while since we spoke, and apparently you've had a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
So
lot.
Why don't really quick before we get into that, can you kind of tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Last name is Ingerman. It's Brian Ingerman. I am with Full Moon Cartoon Studios. I am a professional cartoonist, and I also do movie storyboards. Basically grew up a little bit in Arkansas and then moved back to East Central Indiana around the Newcastle-Henry County area. And that's where some of my original things that go bump in the night stories began. So about a year ago I did SuperCon in Post Town, and that led on to some other endeavors, which was spectacular. but I also had some experiences in post-ham and some strange things that went on, which was kind of cool. But that's pretty much my background. Spent a lot of years in the movie theater business and showing films, and now it's kind of neat to be on the other end of the industry of actually creating storyboards for films. So,
well, and your awesome. Your artwork is fantastic. We both were talking earlier. We're like, you know, on top of both of just liking you as a person, we also, you know, like your artwork. So it's
mm-hmm.
you know, it's cool to have you on tonight, and great to have you back at the SuperCon. And
well, that always helps that you like the artwork.
Yeah, well, I think like the person more. Because, like, there's a lot of people who probably have, like, amazing artwork, and they're, like, asses, and you're like, yeah, I don't really care. You know, so I think it's a total package when it comes to sales. It's one of those total packages, so.
Well, this is just me. I mean, I'm an easygoing guy. I spent time in the Air Force. I was there in Dayton. And, you know, I learned then to engage. You just be nice to people. That's the biggest thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we got? What's on the agenda, guys?
So on the agenda, I was, you know, kind of what I thought was going to be fun about this, you know, quick interview was, I know you had told me when we had our conversations at Post Town last year that you did have some paranormal stories, some stuff happened. So
absolutely,
you know, I guess you mentioned some things that went bump in the night. What are some of the things that kind of are profound, you know, paranormal activity or things that maybe have happened to you that kind of, you know, was interesting?
Yeah, because I love Indiana. Well, Indiana, I feel, is haunted as hell. So I am so down to hear about some of these bump in the night.
Well, I grew up in Louisville, Indiana, and it's just south of Newcastle. It's halfway in between Dayton and Indianapolis off of I-70. We are home of the Geyer Opera House, which is extremely haunted. It's one of the most haunted buildings in Indiana. It's one of the oldest haunted buildings in Indiana as well. But there in Louisville has a lot of activity. We lived in a house, and I kid you not, this house honestly looked like the Amityville Horror House. The way it was shaped, all the way up to the windows. But the guy that originally built the house, I guess, had gotten over his head financially, and had killed himself upstairs in one of the back closets. And when we got the house, we were living there between roughly 78 up until I left for the service. And that was back in 82, late 82. And we would actually hear things walk around upstairs. You know, my parents would always say, Brian, why don't you go and see what's going on upstairs? And I would have to go up, and you'd hear things in the other rooms, but there wasn't nobody there, but you could hear them. I had a skeleton key that went to one of my closets, and I was always told, don't take the key out of the door because you'll lose the key. And if you lose the key, we can't get back into the closet. Every night when I would go to sleep, the door would be open the next morning 2 to 3 inches, and the key would be on the floor. It's kind of strange for a locked door.
Nice.
But when you'd stay up overnight to watch it, it never happened, which was just one of those things.
That sounds paranormal to me. That's how it is.
Yeah, it's just those things. It's kind of crazy that two of the houses I lived in as a kid overlooked cemeteries. And I always got that back bedroom that always overlooked the cemetery. So there were just those little things that just went, you know, as I say, bump in the night, the things that you were, you know, always afraid of. You're afraid of what lurked in the shadows. I've always been susceptible to seeing shadow figures. Things that move in the corners of buildings. We recently were here in Lexington, Kentucky, which is where I'm from now, and had a chance to investigate with the Hollywood Ghost Hunters, which was really cool. That's Kane Hodder, R.A. Mihailoff, Steve Knapp, and Rick McCallum. And those guys are all known for their horror films, but
specifically, all of them were in the movie Hatchet 2. So we get to go investigate with them in an old distillery. And it was really iconic that, yeah, it was. It was a cool night. It was right before my birthday, so it was kind of a birthday present for my girlfriend, Kathy. And so we go down to this distillery. And I saw the shadow figures moving in the corner as soon as we hit the room. And the room was cold. You could tell that there was some kind of presence there. And it ended up that Rick actually caught these on his infrared camera, on his
nice.
On his laptop, which was just crazy. It was absolutely crazy because, you know, from me seeing them and then two or three other people seeing them and then getting it on the computer, it was just amazing because you could see one guy stand up and sit down. Supposedly somebody had been killed back in the 20s in that building and their spirits were still working. So that's another one of those things that it was fun to do. But at the same point in time, it's like, man, that's been with me for a long time, you know, to sit back and see figures move in corners. I was in Post Town when we were finishing up SuperCon last year. And the crazy thing that happened there was I was one of the last guys to get done breaking down my tables because in the art field, I'm usually really busy up until the end of the show. People are wanting something drawn or they're looking at art at the last minute or telling the story. But when I was breaking down, I actually saw something move out of the corner of my eye, and I turned around to look because I saw a figure. I saw somebody walk by me. And when I turned around, there wasn't nobody else in that room, and that was in the basement. That was down in the gym. So so I knew that building had a little bit of creep to it, but but it was also fun. A lot of fun being there
Definitely.
Last year.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you're going to stick around and investigate with us this year. So it,
you've got
to
yeah.
Sure. And if you
well,
say, if
I'm
you
definitely
going to
be
camp,
back. I'm definitely going to be back, and a lot of it is because of what happened after, and that was Shannon Griffin, who was next to me in the booth, right next to my table. She was selling some bracelets and so on, and back in March, she sent me this test footage because she knew I'd been in movie theaters for a long time. That was like 25 years of my career, and she asked me what I thought of the footage. And I said, ooh, this is interesting. And I said, what's going on? And she said, well, we're going to be shooting a paranormal movie there in the elementary. And I said, well, this is kind of cool. So I found out who the director was. And Chris Maggard was going to be directing. And, of course, he had a show on one of the pay channels for like 5 years. And then he did the documentary about the events in Harlan, Kentucky. So I said, well, who's doing storyboards? And she goes, I have no clue, but here's Chris's information. I called Chris. Chris turned around and said, well, what have you worked on? And I said, well, I just got done with a Stephen King project. It was called The Man Who Loved Flowers. And he goes, well, if you work for King, he said, that's pretty good for me. So next thing I knew, I had a script and an NDA. Couldn't really disclose too much about the topic of the film, but I ended up doing the boards. I did over 350 drawings off of this 50-page script, and Rosalie is in the can. It's getting there. He's on the final edits right now, and that kind of gave me my that actually gave me my second IMDb credit, which I'm really, really pleased with. And it all happened because of being there in Post Town.
Where things happen. We're all good.
Absolutely.
I need to come to Post Town.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to coming back for the one-day SuperCon this year. We've got a lot of new stuff that we're going to be bringing. Of course, I have a special Rosalie piece that I did. It's a character of all of the, the majority of the people in the film. And those people that I've actually been out on the road promoting it with. We were at Scarefest not too long ago and had just a fantastic time. Of course, half of that con is paranormal anyway. It's not just a horror con, but it's also a paranormal con, and one of the biggest paranormal cons in the whole country. So we had a lot of fun promoting the film then, and of course, anytime you get a chance to get back with people, your friends, and it's just that's what I'm looking forward to with Post Town this year, is getting back to see you guys again. Which always makes it worth it.
I think so too, but I'm biased when you say that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you should be. It's your con.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so it's like Post Town. Yeah, as we were talking earlier today, it was like one of those things that, you know, we were in Erie, Pennsylvania for quite some time, and we decided to move down south. You know, and it's just, I think it's a place that, you know, we can expand to where we were in Erie, you know, after a couple of years. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's getting into that point, you know, because we always had 120, 130 table spaces in Erie, and you know, it's what's nice about that old elementary school is that you can keep putting tables in different spots and kind of grow there. And then on top of it, you're in a well-known haunted location. So, you know, it kind of ties it all together from, you know, our standpoint. So, you know, we're excited to go back and do it again and then, you know, continue growing down south.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that far down south, but compared to Erie, it's down south.
Right. It's really cool to be in that building, though, especially there's like a break room. I know on the set there was a break room that we had. It's more towards the front western part of the building. And to see all of the ghost hunters that have been there and their posters are on the wall, their signatures are up there in their posters, that's really cool because you know
well,
that it's just
not – that room is really active. That room
yes,
is actually
yes.
true. I never investigated
it
that
is.
Room. And I, one night when I was staying there for a while, because I stayed there for a bit of time last summer, and I was like, you know, we haven't ever done this room. Let's see. The minute we turned on our equipment, it was like they were standing in there just waiting, you know, because we all overlooked that room, you know. But that room's active too, and it's fun to be in. So
I went back I got to be on the set a day before they started filming, and then I had Nickel City Con up in Buffalo, so I had to go away for the weekend. And when I came back on Monday, I had to come back on the set, and I still had 5 pages to go to the script to finish the storyboards. And I'm sitting in that break room at the table. Wasn't anybody else in there. And the door is open to where you can come and go as you please. And I heard this knock and went knock, knock, knock 3 times. Didn't think nothing of it. Said, the door is open if you want to come in. It's there. Well, 10 minutes later, I heard it again. So I get up, and I go out, and I look down the hallway. There was nobody in that hallway.
Uh-huh.
Now,
what
one of the ladies...
That door got open for me with my hands full.
Yeah. Well, one of the ladies told me, she said, you know, it's the kids that are playing with you. I'm going, what do you mean? And she goes, well, if they like you, they knock. If they don't like you, they slam the door. So at least
they
not.
Open it for you.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know
that building's
funny,
definitely interesting.
Is that men's room right next to the break room? I've got more people say that they feel that's the most haunted place in the whole building.
In the bathroom?
That men's bathroom right next to the break room?
Yeah.
That's
really?
The number one spot that most people come out there like, man, that bathroom's creepy, or man, that's crazy. In there, and we've had some crazy experiences. We actually filmed before our live stream from there because every time we would come out, I'd leave the light on, and I'd be like, "Hey, if you're the janitor, I'm gonna leave the light on. Hope that's okay." And within 5 minutes, the light would be turned off. The switch would be actually manipulated down.
Yeah,
and it was
that is crazy,
crazy.
Because
it's.
Being in that building and being all over that building, you know, there were some things that happened on the set, which is kind of crazy. You know, one girl supposedly got scratched. Another girl got pulled back during filming, and I wasn't there. I was in Buffalo during that time, so I missed that whole weekend of activity. But coming back, it was the break room and then the back stairwell. We shot a couple scenes with with Rosalie, that Sophia, who plays this wonderful little girl, is fantastic. And Chris was so good with her and giving her directions in that building. And she just went with the flow. She was just perfect for it. But she was on that back stairwell, and the chill that I got off of that back stairwell was just crazy. You know, the hallways are very thin in those back halls. And, you know, when you go up and down that stairwell, it's dark. Even with lights on, it still seems dark. But it's one of the most amazing buildings I think I've been in for activity. I had a chance to do a walk with Chris Fleming over at Indiana University East. And we picked up some voices. But when you walk into Post Town, you don't pick up just voices. You get the vibe. You get the chill. You get the cold air. You get the sounds. It's everything.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I agree.
Well, I almost think that it's shameless plug time, but we have an investigation both Friday and Saturday nights. So if anyone listening wanted to come and experience it, and Brian, you're more than welcome to come either night. We have investigation on the 2nd, Friday the 2nd, and investigation on Saturday the 3rd. And I think the most profound episode when it comes to television in Post Town is the Ghost Brothers episode. People just love it. And so we have the lead investigator for Ghost Brothers coming to the SuperCon, and he's going to be investigating with, and anyone who wants to come investigate with Dalen, the lead investigator from the show Ghost Brothers, who actually shot what we're saying is the one of the epic episodes of Ghost Brothers at Post Town. You know, they can investigate with Dalen and all of us either night Friday or Saturday. So I think that's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm excited because I get to bring Kathy with me, because that way I can actually walk her to the building, show her where we film certain things. So, you know, this building now means a lot more to me than what it did even doing SuperCon a year ago. You know, to be a part of the film, that's a brotherhood. It's definitely a brotherhood. And you know, I do pop cons, horror cons, comic cons, crypticons, and thanks to you guys, I do paranormal cons now. So it just kind of introduced me to a whole new outlet of people that, especially with what I do, look for art, look to have a little bit of fun. They like the type of stuff that I do. So you guys have just really brought it together for me, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, I think we'll have to maybe get one of those special prints that you have there just as a as a keepsake for bringing it all together. Because I think, and like I said, your artwork is great, and we've enjoyed talking to you, and I've enjoyed just bouncing back, talking to you on Facebook and stuff throughout the past couple of years. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you, and I hope everyone will come out and buy your artwork. And if they don't, shame on them.
Well, you know, at least come out and I can I'm actually doing a few new things this year. Last plug here is I actually have these templates that I can actually cartoon you into them. And it's everything from zombies to slashers to Ghostbusters. So something a little bit more fun and interactive, and you know, it's high quality. I don't do the long noses and the big chins and all that. But it's a cartoon version of you that I put in these templates, and it should add a little bit more interactive to the con this year from my table. So we're excited about coming, guys.
Well, definitely, and send me that information too, if you can, in the next day or two, and we'll put that up as one of the special features of the con, because I think that is cool.
Cool,
and I want my
friend.
Yeah, I want her son too. You can do a combo one of us. So.
Gladly.
That would be cool.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
You could put me as a slasher going after her.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd probably
be
the other
way
around. That'd be the sad.
Well,
it would totally be the
other
way around.
That one there is.
I'd be going after
that
you.
One there is kind of classic slashers. It's Freddy and Jason and Leatherface, and Chucky's in there, and Michael's in there. I think that's it. But it's kind of a cool piece because it says, "Welcome to Prime Time." And that's, of course, a Freddy line, and I won't finish that line. but that's totally up to you for those guys out there that are movie buffs and know the rest of the line. But the zombie one is They're Coming to Get You, and of course, you know, I'm a huge fan of Night of Living Dead, so that kind of pays homage to that. So there's all kinds of fun things that we've got at the table this year. So stop by, see us. We will be seeing you guys here in a couple weeks. We've got Nashville this week, and then we go to Niagara Falls, and then we get to come back to Ohio. So we're kind of excited about it.
You travel a lot. You almost travel as much as we do.
I love it because it's me. And when I sit at a table and I get a chance to draw somebody or get a chance to sell a piece of art or play our Brutal Bunch game that we have at the table, it's all about interaction. It's about doing what I love to do. And if you're going to do something in life, whether it's paranormal investigation, whether it's cartooning, whether it's going to a movie and watching a movie, or being a part of a production team, you should be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Awesome.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. Do you want to plug maybe a website or a Facebook page or something for people to check out?
Yeah, I'm at www.FullMoonCartoonStudios, that's all one word, .com. So
awesome.
FullMoonCartoonStudios.com, that's a website.
And you can also find the information right on our site, too, so that makes it even easier.
Mm-hmm.
But,
there you go.
Yeah, we'll send you guys some pictures.
Cool.
And so the templates, that way you guys can promote them, and we'll go from there.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I want to put that up where you can get that. People can get that done. That would be cool.
Cool.
So
yeah, that's cool.
I will. I'll talk to you soon. We definitely appreciate you coming on tonight. And
thanks for having me.
In a couple weeks.
Okay, sounds good. You guys take care. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Happy hauntings.
Bye.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Catch you
this weekend. We'll be out and about too. So.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's cool because he kind of digs what we do, and we kind of dig what he does. So it's kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, works out well.
Mutual digging.
Obviously, if you thought we were stupid, then obviously we wouldn't have him on, but.
Right.
Yeah, there is like every so often you have like that the cross genre stuff that like the people don't mix, or the cross genre where like they think, hey, they're dumb, you know. So it's like that's the one risk you take when you have like when you have a bunch of different genres in one convention. It's like there are a couple of comic book people probably that are like, hey. Those paranormal people, they're pretty stupid. And then there's probably, like, the paranormal people who are like, hey, those comic people, they're kind of dorky, you know. And it's sad, but, you know, there are those cross-genre, like, things that go on. And it's always fun. It seems like all the people we associate with are not that way, you know. So that's always...
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, it is. But you get that even in, like, our paranormal. Yeah, where like the people who are into UFOs think the people ghosts are dumb, and vice versa. You know, it's just one of those.
I experienced firsthand one time at an event.
Yes, we did. That's why I brought that up.
Yeah, it was really awkward. It was so awkward. Mm-hmm. But there were a few that had an open mind and were really cool and really a pleasure, you know, to get to know. And then there were the rest.
We were at a UFO convention. They're like, hey, look, over there is the ghost people. They're dumb.
Right. And I was
like,
did you really just say that? Oh, my God.
Nicole was like, what did you say?
So then I'm
going to stab your
eyes. I was like, say what? You want to step?
Yes.
It was like a brawl. I was like, you better call your friends on the mothership and have them come back you up.
But there is actually a silver lining is that the husband and wife that we sat next to, Thomas Wertman and his wife, are actually coming to be a speaker at our event this year. Yes.
Right.
So.
And they were the cool people. They were the nice people. Yes. So they've been named. They were the nice people. There are a few others.
They will
nice,
be
but they stuck out
they're,
in my mind. They were
be
very, very nice people. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I can't wait to see them again. It's been a while.
Yeah. So what the odd part was is my whole run down at usually like 11:29. I get like my second wind. I just yawned. So I don't see that.
I heard that.
It's been getting progressively worse.
And I'm like totally wide awake. Go figure. Maybe that little nap helped. But the mall, I had to go to the mall today. It was bad. The Apple store, the Genius Bar. Not so genius, I must add.
Try to shy away from mall.
I didn't want to be there. They had my phone. It was like holding me hostage in the mall.
You love
stores. My battery. I love
stores,
but not mall stores. Dude, that place was so overpriced. It was ridiculous.
You just love
and I saw some things because I walked through that whole mall. I saw stores I've never seen before, stores I don't want to see again. I saw some very interesting people. I am A-OK. I've got my fill of the mall, that particular mall. I'm good. I'm good for the next 10 years.
I couldn't even tell you how many stores we've been to together. Thousands. If we've been on thousands of stores.
Okay, but that's
together,
not malls.
Thousands
okay, like this is tragic. This is like one of those hoity-toity people who think that they are all better than everybody else malls. Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that? Everything. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
Some of the stuff was just so ridiculous and made me laugh.
I have
some
of
it made me almost draw a little tear because I was like, people pay that much for that? Are you kidding me?
So you're putting down
I'm
my cheap. Office then.
I suppose so, because I am cheap. I'd like a good deal. And let me tell you, they had signs that said they had deals. They lied. They lied. And then, of course, I passed that store that got me that one time where I spent, you know, $5,000 on like, cream.
Well, you know what the best part...
And they tried to talk to me. I was like, don't even talk to me. Don't even talk to me.
The best part of my office complex is that it's on... It became a Facebook and like sensation where they have those like horrific accidents. Like if you see it, if you watch, I've seen it now on Facebook maybe like 10 times. And it's like once a month or so I'll see it. It's my office complex blew up and it's made the, those rounds on Facebook where they show like the most horrific accidents and stuff. And
well, this
so I've always got
that
going.
They had a fatal shooting. They had a guy come in with a gun and killed people in one of the stores. So this one, too, meets that criteria.
Nice.
And I was there the week before getting my child a skateboard. So, yeah. Could have been us. Thank goodness he broke his skateboard a week earlier.
Right. He might have been there that week, too, scouting the place out.
Who knows? Who knows?
Because I believe there is a lot of – there's, like, a little bit of groundwork done, I think. In that instance, I don't know. You know,
yeah.
I think those people are more of like what you would consider like loose cannons. So maybe there is no like planning. I don't know.
Evidently, they did research or whatever. You know, and the guy had done that. He had gone in, you know, different times a day. And it was all very just don't. You
well
know,
planned.
I watch those shows, but that's a state of mind that I don't need to understand because I don't think I could, no matter how many. Different ways you study it. Messed up.
No.
But anyway, yeah. That was my day. So I'm glad I'm wide awake now. And
sorry, I'm still young.
I really enjoyed our guest tonight.
It's not really your
I enjoyed
story,
our guest tonight.
Me.
Looking forward to the SuperCon. And looking forward to investigating this weekend as well. So,
yes.
It's October, everybody.
It's like, 2-3 in the morning, I think.
According to you. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we'll have another great show next week with another great guest. And I will...
Yeah.
I will really, really try my hardest not to be tired.
Okay, you do that. You do that. Hopefully next week you'll be wide awake and bushy-tailed. Go to sleep now and maybe sleep the entire time. You'll be wide awake for next week's show.
I miss our investigation.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to be awake for that. So then after the investigation, do a lot of sleeping. And then we'll do our show. But, yeah, thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. And remember, head on over to thesupercon.com to get more information on SuperCon 6. Do it.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.